Okay, good morning. Good morning. We are just going to chat today. A little bit of chatting to help you overcome the world. Because I've overcome the world, right? And if I've overcome, I can help you overcome. That's how it works. We all help each other. But there's a lot of people out there that don't want to help you. This is, you know, where it gets a little bit tricky. Well, you need to overcome, right? You know that. I mean, that's clear. That's obvious. But overcome what? And how do we overcome? And what are we overcoming? What are we doing? What is going on? Help me! This is the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit's. This is God. This is what God is doing right now on the earth. And there are very few people that can hear the voice of the Lord. And there are many people out there that the Spirit's poured out on all flesh. Man, I see people prophesy and they're not Christians. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're prophesying. They're feeling the Spirit. They're sensitive to the Spirit. Their heart's love. They've got an open heart. They just don't know the Lord. But the Spirit's been poured out on all flesh, not just Christians. That means everybody can prophesy. Okay? And so, it doesn't mean everybody that's prophesying is anointed. It doesn't mean everybody that's prophesying knows the Lord or is, you know, has the same calling on their life that you have. And so it's important who we listen to. Very important, because everybody, right, feels the Spirit. They all think they know, but not everybody's overcome, and that's clear. I mean, people are still dealing with all different types of issues. People are still going to church buildings, okay? Now, if they're going to a church building, they haven't overcome. We can see in Revelation, okay, there's the churches, right? He's talking to the seven churches. Jesus Christ, seven churches. The dead church, the lukewarm church, the corrupt church, the loveless church, the compromising church. Okay, those five churches, he's speaking to them and he's rebuking them. The angels that are leading those churches, you know, who are these angels that are leading these churches? What fallen angels, you know, have taken a body and are leading these churches? The dead church, lukewarm, corrupt, loveless, and compromising. And then you've got the persecuted church and the faithful church. And we're going to read them because God said. We need to drink, guys. We need to drink. Is everybody thirsty? Listen, what God's doing, he has to clean us out. He has to set us in order, you know. And I said about that yesterday. I talked about the order and the unity of the bride. And this is a drunken bride, a bride that's full and who has overcome. And they are in the great I Am, and they are seated with Christ, right? Now, the Bible talks about this all the way through the Bible. We're seated in Christ in heavenly places. Yes, we're anointed and we're chosen by God. And that you are. But that means you still need to overcome. A lot of people read those scriptures and read them every single day to themselves until they believe it, but they're not getting it. They're actually not overcoming. They're just saying it, right? And then they go back into these churches that are being rebuked. Or they'll come through and they might hear a message like this, and they might feel a little bit of the glory on them, and they might start to get a little bit of revelation flowing through them. And then all of a sudden they switch off. They think they've arrived, or they think they've just, you know, come into whatever, into leadership, because they're getting a flow of revelation, or they're getting a little bit of a spirit, you know, they're feeling the Spirit, but it's coming from the external. It's not, you know, coming from the internal. So, and then they go back into these churches, the dead church, the lukewarm church, the corrupt church, loveless church, and the compromising church. Now, if they're in these buildings, then that is not what God's doing. God is out here. He's doing this in the open, and he's doing this, and he's calling people that are going to be courageous and bold enough to stand up against these churches. He can't use anybody that wants to sit in them and be comfortable and complacent. Okay, and we've had to overcome these churches in our own lives. I mean, we've all experienced a measure of Christianity, and everybody's come under some false anointing, some false covering, and and it can be very deceiving to keep you there, whether or not it's the fellowship and wanting to be liked and loved and filling the voids of loneliness or getting distracted with whatever music or whatever it is. Look at every church, right? Every church, he's rebuking every single church, but he's always giving a chance to repent and to come out of the church and to be a bride who's united out here without the church walls. Okay, so it's the, we'll read the persecuted church and to the angel of the church in Smyrna, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, it says in brackets. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and they're not, but they're a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and that you may have tribulation for 10 days, but be faithful until the end. Be faithful until death, it says. And I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And he who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And the faithful church. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right? These things says he who is holy, he who is true, and he who has the key of David, which is you, right? He who opens and no one shuts, and shuts that no one opens. And I know your work. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name, right? And indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him my name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So the Lord is bringing you out of these false systems and these false coverings, and it can get very tempting, right, which is not God, to go and fall back under some sort of false covering, even if they look like they might know what they're talking about, even if they might try and they might have the right words. Okay, but to go back into that is just hell. Most of our fear, most of the fear comes from, oh, what if I am what do we believe? And this is the testing, this is the faithfulness, this is working out your salvation with fear and trembling. What do we believe? What's true, right? Who is Jesus? Who is the I Am? Where do I fit into this? How do I sit on a throne? How do I conduct his glory from a throne in heaven while I'm here on earth? How do I manifest the glory? How do I become an angel? How do I leave my beast nature behind? How do I leave these systems? Who do I rely on? Every time my desire and my will rises up to bring somebody in to make me feel better, to fill a void, how do I avoid that stuff, right? It's all about overcoming all these things, these earthly and natural desires, these carnal and natural desires, and overcoming Christianity, overcoming the churches, overcoming our fear of man, the snare of man, overcoming all of our fears, right? Satan, his angels, hell, all these things that have had us tied in and locked into these systems and institutions where they've been able to control us and manipulate us for years and years and years and generations. This is a brand new thing the Lord's doing. It's a new generation who are rising up into a unified bride. And this unified bride are the leadership of Christianity. They're the new leadership, and everyone will have their position, everyone will have their mission, everyone will have their assignment from the Lord. But none of that comes through unless you first overcome and get into the throne room of God, where you're seated in Jesus, who's seated in the Father by the Holy Spirit, who will train you now in righteousness and train you through and teach you how to overcome, show you your fears where you overcome them, and use what you've been given now to overcome. Right? He says, like, don't despise the days of small beginning. Use what you have. Use what you have, your talents, your skills. Use what you have now and go forth boldly and courageously. Okay? It's an omniscient and omnipresent God. It's a sovereign spirit of God. And those who have overcome have this spirit. It's a gift from God. Not everybody has this spirit. Not everybody is full of this spirit. Yes, they feel it from the outside. Yes, they might manifest in different ways where they're, you know, having their, they feel the spirits of their body manifest in a different way, or they may feel like they have, have all the, whatever it is. But unless they are unified in the spirit, one with the Lord Jesus, one with the Holy Spirit, and one with each other in mind, heart, and soul, they have the same mission, they have the same, there's the same purpose, they love and they lead by love, right? But they violently overcome these evils and the wickedness and the spiritual wickedness that are set in heavenly and high places, that try to pull us back in, that religious demon that's constantly trying to keep us locked in these systems, trying to keep us in fear. I mean, you will not see many Christians who will be able to break out of that box because they are fearful. They're fearful of what's been drummed into their heads for so long. You know, that you will perish in hell, that you will, if you leave the system. But they've had no experience. They've had no experience in the spirit. They don't understand anything about the spirit, right? They just have just taken the drink, right? They've just drunk whatever's been given to them, and they haven't. They don't think anymore. They've lost their ability to think and to critically evaluate any information that comes at them. They just blindly accept it. Okay? And to come up against one of the leadership now in Christianity and actually, come against what anything that they're saying, okay? Prove it to, you can tell them by their fruit, right? I mean, if they're not unified by one of the spirit, then their fruit sucks. And you see it. I see there's madness, especially in the older generation who have blasphemed this younger generation. I mean, this older generation have all been all about money. They just wanted money and power, money and power, and money and power. And that's what they've portrayed to this younger generation. And this younger generation have thought that that's what they're meant to have. They thought that that's what Christianity's about. And it's not. It's about releasing each person into their own destiny, into their own ministry, into their own assignment, into their own relationship with the Lord, right? There's no jealousy, there's no envy, there's no competition, there's certainly no greed, right? But it's a constant thing that we see right now through the body of Christ, that they're completely greedy. And that greed spreads, right? Like, they see what their leaders are doing, and they're all copying and doing the same. So it's a brand new leadership that's going to be risen up to do what the Lord wants done, to hear and obey the Holy Spirit perfectly, to completely yield to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to do whatever He wants through your body, whatever it looks like. Everybody will be doing their own thing. It will be spread across the earth. People will move where they're meant to move. They'll go where they're meant to go. They'll just obey the Holy Spirit without question, and they'll move into their assignments. And as you move into your assignments, more is revealed to you. Okay, He reveals more to you as you do it. As you become obedient and taking the steps, He reveals more to you. Okay, but who can find one who's going to completely yield to the Holy Spirit and do what He says? Who's going to go into the depths of the earth, into the valleys and the low places? Who's going to do the things that Christianity won't do? Who's going to say the things? Who's going to let him use your mouth to speak the words that he wants spoken across the earth? Okay? Who's going to listen? Or are you going to go back into those comfort places, hide back into the church, hide back under coverings, look for somebody to listen to, look for somebody to watch, look for where, looking out there constantly to find what it is you're meant to be doing, looking out there to find who it is you're meant to be like or to listen to? It's from the Holy Spirit inside of you who's telling you what to do. Okay, so yield to that Spirit and obey that Spirit's voice. No matter what it tells you to do, no matter what it looks like, just do it. Okay, and you will overcome. You will overcome every area, every obstacle. He moves you around. He will move you to places. He will take you to places. He will have you do things to train you, to disciple you, to get you fortified in the Spirit so then you can never be shaken, that you know His voice clearly, crystal clear, and nothing, no words that come from the outside can affect you, especially words from, you know, these prophets and apostles in Christianity who have only got a measure of the Spirit and not have a full portion, okay? And they're still crying out for more, because they're not full of the Spirit. They've only got a little bit from the outside. Some don't have any at all, and they've got followings, and people think that just because they've got followings, they obviously must have something, right? This is a spiritual job inside of your own body, and it doesn't matter what anybody out there is saying. This is being obedient to that voice within you, and then obeying and following and listening to no one, because that's what got us into this mess in the first place, by listening to people. Okay, where we forfeit our destinies, where we've forfeited our futures, where we've forfeited finances, opportunities, doors of clothes, all this crap's been going on because we've listened to other people out of our own fear of not trusting ourselves, which is rightly so. But now we have the Holy Spirit who we can trust 100% and listen to that voice in full obedience without fear. Right, without fear, doing the things and overcoming. It's all about overcoming. So you can be seated, and He says, "Sit at my right hand, and I'll make all your enemies a footstool." Right? And then He says in John 2:10, He says, every man first brings the good wine out, right? And so they've all drunk freely the inferior wine. And then He says, but you've kept the good wine to last, okay? So He's like, usually they bring out the good wine first, and He goes, but you've saved the best to last, okay? And this is this generation who will serve all humanity, not just Christianity. They're serving the bread and the wine into all of humanity. They're meeting everybody where they're at. They're being all things to all people. They've completely surrendered their entire body, so the Holy Spirit will use them in every area wherever possible. It'll change the entire leadership of the entire earth. But this is you can't have a body of Christ unified unless you have a leadership that's unified. It has to be every leader in unity. This is where the problem is in Christianity right now. They don't have unity of the leadership. Everyone's doing their own thing. They're all saying different things. I mean, some are trying, they're still striving, and they're still calling in fire. They've still got strange fire going on everywhere. I mean, some are saying some things. Some are putting themselves under their leaders putting themselves under leaders. Right, and they stay there with their false honor systems, and they never come out and come into their full destiny. They're still looking to, you know, how can we learn how to do this? How can we learn how to do that when they don't understand their own God-given talents? They don't understand. They've never, I mean, if you haven't been raised up and then released, then, you know, I would be getting rid of that leadership. Any covering. You can't have any covering in this new leadership model that the Lord's doing. There's no covering. Okay, but we drink each other's wine. Okay, this is the thing in unity. Okay, we drink each other's wine, we share each other's wine, but we do that with wisdom. Right, if you're not in unity with them in the mind, soul, spirit, and heart, if you're not in unity with the leadership, you wouldn't be touching anything that they have to offer on their tables because it's infected, it's corrupted. Okay, they're coming out of the dead church, the lukewarm church, the corrupt church, the loveless church, and the compromising church, and not one person is unaffected by this stuff. They are too scared to come out and to overcome those churches, to overcome the false leadership. Okay? They're not even going to go against this and say, hang on a minute, you guys are not in unity. They think unity is by being kind and talking to one another at church meetings or to go and have a coffee with the pastor down here at, you know, we've got pastors all over the place here where I live, and they think by having a meeting and gathering together they're all coming into unity. I mean, they're clueless about the unification of the Spirit through penetration of your flesh and becoming Jesus on the earth. They don't understand this talk. They don't. If you can hear this message, this is your message. This is for you. Not everyone can hear this. This sounds crazy to people, okay? But if you can hear it, then this is for you. This is your call. You are called to leadership. But it doesn't look very, you know, it's doable at the moment because of the state of the body. But it's not about having a million followers. It's not about having all the money or all the power or the stage or the platforms or the... It's not about any of that. It's about your relationship with the Spirit. And if He's penetrated your flesh, if you can hear this message, then you're called to overcome and be raised right up into the body, into the new leadership, where you'll be given all authority and all power on all the earth, okay? But He doesn't just go and give that sort of authority and power to anybody. You have to overcome. You have to learn to love. And He will train you and disciple you in those areas so you're not turning out just like another piece of shit leader that we have already. We don't need any of them. We can't have any of them. That's destroying people. We need people who are not going to control, not going to manipulate, not want to have it all their way. Okay, people who are humble, who can come in. I mean, I know people can hear this message, but they're not humble enough to actually come and say, hey, you know, whatever. Like, they can't come in. They got to watch from afar, you know, because they're too prideful to say, hey, it's right what you're saying, but I'm not going to publicly say it. I'm just going to try and get it from over here. And they don't get it, right? They hear it, but they don't go anywhere with it because that's not how it works. He keeps you humble. There's a humility that comes through submission to the true leadership. Okay, and then He will train you, and then you will be risen up into your position, into your place. But it's coming up and learning as you go, right? And there's going to be people around that have done that already, but they're not controlling and they're not manipulative. They're about freedom and releasing and letting go and loosing you into your position, right? Yep, that's right. Oh, shaka, let's just have a little break. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you for everybody listening, God. Praise you, Jesus Christ, we do. So no more flies, no more lies around the mind, letting everything, breaking off everything. Use your authority and then overcome. You've got to overcome. And then you'll be given the crown of life and nobody will be able to take it from you. Nobody can ever take that from you again. You will see clearer as the more that you're obedient. Every day, obedience, obedience, obedience. What do I do? What do I do? Every day, no matter what it is, doing it and just following the Lord, being led by the Spirit into places that you don't know and going and doing things that you would never have thought that you'd be doing, right? It's training. It's training and discipleship, and it's going to make you strong and courageous and bold and bravely come. And I know there's some people out there that are, you know, they don't like any, they want all their hidden stuff to stay hidden. They're private and they want to keep it. Well, how do you think heaven is? There is none of that. I mean, you don't want to get to, you know, you come into the Spirit. It's all dealt with now. What do you think hell is, right? People coming in, they've had no identification with the Spirit, they don't know who they are, and all of a sudden when they come in, everything's like in the open, and they're like, wow, I didn't realize everybody knew that, right? So it's getting all that stuff dealt with now, right? Getting past all that fear, trying to hold on, trying to keep this secret and keep that secret, and letting all that hidden stuff come out so you can be free from it. Never again going back into cycles of, you know, depression or anxiety or dealing with fear. I mean, none of that stuff comes anymore. You don't have any of that stuff inside of your soul. None of that stuff remains, because you've given it all over. You've been very brave and very courageous, and you've just trusted the Spirit of God, even though you don't know all the details, even though you don't know anything. You're coming in fresh like a baby, and you don't know, understand anything, but you're trusting God who's brought you this far, right? And you've overcome so much already. This is the final overcoming. Okay, and this is where you get the crown. This is where your reward comes. This is what you've been wanting your whole entire life. This is your destiny. This is the very thing you were born to do. And this will all become revealed to you through your obedience and your faithfulness to Christ. Who's your trust in? Who's your faith in? You know, do you know? Do you? This is the time where you're going to learn, where your faith will be fortified. This is the time where your identity in who you are, right? Where you start to really understand the agreement and the covenant, the new covenant of Jesus Christ, and who you are with Him in this new covenant, where your position is. It's just about overcoming, mainly in your own thoughts. And you've got Satan and his angels, and you've got the demonic out there that try to pull you back in. Those religious demons, all those other, everything that goes on inside of your own soul, trying to keep you under systems, controlled, manipulated, scared and fearful. You overcome that bravely. You don't let anything hold you. I mean, it's done it your whole life. This is it. This is the final leg in. Into your very calling, into this is what you'll be doing for eternity, your eternal destiny, right? Priests and kings and queens of righteousness who have overcome the entire world, and they have overcome the very thing that was supposed to give them life, Christianity. That's the biggest thing to overcome. Especially where it's coming at you left, right and center everywhere these days. But there will be a religious demon out there everywhere you turn, trying to get you to pull you back into a church building and to try to trick you, to tell you that it's the right thing, right? And some people are called to go there, and if you're called to go there, then you go there. But then you wouldn't be called into, whatever. Some need to go. Sometimes they're only short-term missions, right? But then what happens is they go back into these churches, and then they come under those coverings. They get filled with that counterfeit anointing, and then they can't come out. They think they've arrived. They think that they're feeling the Spirit, and they're getting it from the outside. They've just been capped, right? They can't come out. They've lost their sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, and instead they've been filled with the counterfeit drink. Right, and they've become complacent, and they've stopped their obedience. They've fallen. They've been tempted and tricked into other things. And this is the testing time. Many will go in for testing, right? And He will test your faithfulness. He's going to test you. I mean, we'll just get complacent and comfortable somewhere, and it will be going good for us. And then He's going to call you out from it. And then you're going to be like, "Hang on a minute, I've just really settled here. I want to stay here," right? And then you stop being obedient to the Holy Spirit. You forfeited your destiny. You forfeited your leadership, and you've come under the covering of man. And that test, you failed, right? That's what He'll do. He'll do it constantly to check your faithfulness, to see your faithfulness. Why? Because this leadership is the last. This is the last generation who will overcome and who will rule forever in the millennium with Christ. And He cannot have anybody who is going to fall. You can't lead a people if you're going to fall for the tricks of the enemy. If you're going to be tempted with one little thing, you're going to be tempted with a man. You know what I mean? I see it all the time. How many just... Yeah, one little woo from a man, and off she goes. She's gone. That was too easy for the demon. Okay, he'll send you whoever. He'll give you everything that you want to keep you coming into any type of leadership. Okay, and God will make this hard for you so you can be tested and tried, and you will not be shaken. You cannot be tempted. Nothing can buy you. They can't buy you. They can't control you, and they can't manipulate you. They're the only leaders that are going to remain. They're the only ones that will lead in this time, are those who are completely all for and faithful for God. They don't want anything else but Him. Okay, so be brave, be courageous, bold and courageous. bold and courageous. Thank you for it, God. Oh, let every word be sealed off in their hearts. Let the river of life, let the blood of the Lamb cover their souls and their minds. Let them understand their authority. Let them use their words and their power. Let them be obedient to your voice. Let them step out in faithfulness. Let them step out and overcome, be victorious. Let the four natures of God come through their bodies, through their faces. Let them know who they are in you. Let them come forth with all warrior energy. Let them take over their nations. Let them take over their cities. Let them be very brave and go and step into the very areas that nobody else will go. Let them be obedient to your voice and nothing tempt them. Let nothing pull them out. It's doing a new thing, guys. You're either part of it or you're not. This is your chance. All right, have a good one. God bless you guys. Love you and talk to you next time.
Every time, forever.